Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Failure on two wheels. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
You've been here before, but only in your imagination. You're gliding on air, above the crowd, with a clear view of everything ahead. At the same time, you're with the crowd in perfect sync. No obstacles, no barriers. You find yourself traveling farther and seeing more. Go fast, go slow, go anywhere. This is how you envision travel, sometime in the future. But this isn't the transportation of tomorrow. It's Segway today.
The Segway. Huge, revolutionary, supposed to be a revolution in transportation. Do you remember that?
When you brought up the Segway, I was like, Oh yeah, the Segway.
Uh-huh.
And my mother-in-law actually has one,
mm-hmm.
and I tried to drive on it, and I was like, this is very dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually never been on a Segway, but I see them on, I see personal tours, you know, they'll use the Segway still. And that's another, like, sad death throes of the Segway, the usages of it, especially now, because they still, the website is still up. You could still theoretically buy a Segway.
I feel like people still use them, maybe, you know, people that are going around, like, maybe the lots, the, you know, like Paramount Studios and stuff like that.
I've never seen one on there.
No,
they're not sexy enough for like, they're for like people who go around public parks. You know, they're for like foreign tourists who are like, this seems fun. And then they get off their Segway and they go about their lives. They go about their days. Their life has not been revolutionized in any way. They are not a part of the future. In fact, they're part of this failure past. The Segway PT, or the Segway Personal Transporter, nice, very elegant, thank you, was originally the Segway HT. What do you think HT stands for?
High technology.
No. Human transporter. So they're like, whoa, let's go from human transporter to personal transporter.
Hot topic.
Hot topic Segway.
Well, this is a hot topic.
This is a very push button. We're getting a lot of pushback for how political we're going to get here on the Segway fail. So it is a two-wheeled, self-balancing personal transporter manufactured by Segway Incorporated, Segway Biz, Big Mama Segway, Big Business Segway.
It's like the name of the band and the name of the song and the name of the album are all the same.
Yeah.
Segway by Segway from their album Segway on Segway Records.
Segway was developed from the self-balancing iBot wheelchair, which was initially developed at the University of Plymouth. Sexy origins, very sexy. Segway's first patent was filed in 1944 and granted in 1997, followed by a bunch of other patents to make it the amazing machine of 2001. I also just want to place this for us very quickly. So Segway came out on December 3rd, 2001, right? Any big things happened around 2001? 9/11 was a couple months before, so, you know, we were all never forgetting, and Segway's like, well, we're going to help with that, because look at this thing, and everyone's like, this is not helping anything, Segway, get out of there. The original Segway models featured three speed settings, just to give you a little more groundwork with it, 6 miles per hour, 8 miles per hour with faster turning, and 10 miles per hour. Steering of early versions was controlled using a twist grip that varied the speeds of the two motors. The range of the P-Series was 6 to 10 miles on a fully charged nickel metal hydride battery with a recharge time of 4 to 6 hours. They don't go very fast. You got to recharge them a bunch. You got to recharge them for a while, a bunch of times. Alrighty, brilliance, I think. The Segway was unveiled on December 3rd, 2001, followed a month's of public speculation. Following months of public speculation in fashion capital Bryant Park, New York City, on the ABC News morning program Good Morning America, with the first units delivered to customers in early 2002. The early units cost, what do you think they cost?
I'm going to say $6,000.
No, go down a bit.
Oh, $3,800.
No, go up a little bit.
$4,400.
$5,000, similar to what you pay for
$6,300.
Nope. Oh. No, we're done. I told you.
I'm really bad at negotiating. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, clearly. Founders predicted sales would explode to 10,000 units per week, and the company would reach 1 billion in sales faster than ever. Anything in history. Didn't happen. Instead, the company sold less than 10,000 units in its first 2 years and less than 24,000 units in its first 4 years. What was initially a really, really cool product, or so we thought, was a gigantic fail. When I first got it, it was so much fun, said entrepreneur Peter Shankman, one of the first five people in New York City to buy a Segway. But the police didn't know what to do with it. Shankman says that one block he'd been told to go on the sidewalk, while another block he'd told to get on the street. Sometimes he was told he couldn't use it at all. People just didn't know what to make of it, he said. Every time I used it, I just wound up feeling fat. I got called lazy more times than I could count. Again, very sexy product. Stephen Kemper, author of Codename Ginger, a book about the Segway, quotes Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, "I think this plan is dead on arrival. The USA is too hostile." If the product was so revolutionary, he said, you'd have no problem selling it.
What does he know?
What, he doesn't know anything about business models. Yeah. Come on, get him out of here. But the Segway, I remember so clearly it being such a, you'd have not a lot of information. They told us it was going to be something that revolutionized transportation, right? Which now, when I was doing research on this, I keep thinking about bird, like scooter.
Sure, that's, right I mean, now. It's the same exact thing. And I feel like I can get into a whole thing about my theories on mm-hmm. the birds and Lime scooters. They're still faced with the same issues.
Yeah, but they're just better. You were on a Segway, so maybe you know better than I do. Segways are big. They're big, heavy, yeah. Right? Like clunky things, and you have to balance on
where
them.
Where do you put them when you're done? Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of these are, you know, used to like ride sharing, and it's connected to your phone, mm-hmm. and you don't have to be stuck with... Mm-hmm. You know, a Segway, you can just use a Lime scooter. But they still have the same issues. You're not really allowed to use them on the sidewalks. You're really mm-hmm. supposed to have a helmet. People leave them kind of strewn about or people vandalize them, which is not the fault of the manufacturer or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I love innovation. But
to be expected. But really, Segway has a lot of the same problems that scooters do, but more of them. And just like more expensive. And just,
Segway had to crawl... for bird scooters to have to crawl.
Exactly. So, you know, history. It's a precious thing. Learn from it.
I know some of you are sleeping on a saggy old mattress, and you deserve better than that, so give yourself an upgrade. I mean, you already have the best taste in podcasts, and you deserve the best in everything else. Music, sandwiches, sleep, especially sleep, on a mattress that you deserve. Controversial opinion? Maybe. Are we heroes? Probably.
This weekend, I'm doing a legit deep clean / purge of my apartment, and I'm looking for, drumroll, a new mattress to kick it all off. I'm really picky about how I sleep, so my bedroom makeover was obviously my first priority. Of course, I went to Helix. Helix Sleep was awarded the number one best overall mattress pick of 2019 by GQ and Wired magazines, so where else would I go? If you're looking for a mattress that's amazingly comfortable and built for you, helix.com/ghosttown for up to $200 off, take their sleep quiz. It takes just 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. I did it. It was super fun, super easy. And now I just have to tackle the rest of my apartment.
I got my Helix mattress delivered right to my door, and it is amazing. I took a questionnaire. They asked me questions I never even would have thought of how important it is. And it is amazing. There was part for myself, and apart for my wife, and we love it. We haven't had a new mattress in so long, and you don't realize how important it is and how much time you spend on it. It is life-changing. So whether you're a side sleeper, hot sleeper, like a plush or firm bed, with Helix, there's no more confusion and no more compromising on an average mattress. Just go to helixsleep.com/ghosttown, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life.
They have a 10-year warranty, and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, which is so convenient. I wish they would pick up the rest of my stuff I'm about to get rid of, but you won't have to have them pick it up because you are going to love it.
Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders for our listeners at helixsleep.com/ghosttown. That's Helix, helixsleep.com/ghosttown for up to $200 off.
The U.S. Postal Service tested Segways for letter carriers. Police tested them in Chicago, Philadelphia, and D.C. Gas companies tested them for reading meters in Pennsylvania. And Chicago's fire department tested them for paramedics in congested city centers. But none of these led to major sales. Segway became regulated to uses that were pretty niche, like we said, urban sightseeing, or absurd, like Segway polo. All of them very, very uncool. So they tried. And I think this is a big problem with Segway in general, too. People didn't know what it was supposed to be used for at its core. You know, people didn't understand why these things were created. We just got all of this hype around the Segway and about the things that it was expected to do to the world without any, like, real thought put into, wait a minute, who really, 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 really needs this thing? Answer, nobody. The best and biggest failure of the Segway was, like we said, the hype around it. Like, this marketing was great. The invention, development, and financing of the Segway was the subject of a book, and a leak of information prior to the book's publication and the Segway's official lead became this maelstrom of expectation about its device, its importance. John Doerr speculated that it would be more important than the internet. South Park devoted an episode to making fun of the hype before the product was released. Steve Jobs was quoted as saying it was as big a deal as the PC. Later, he retracted that, saying that it sucked, presumably referring to the design, but commenting about the boutique price, asking, "You're sure your market is upscale consumers for transportation?" Again, alluding back to the fact that we didn't really know what this thing was for. When South Park, which was such a big deal at the time, was commenting, creating episodes around your hype, you're doing something right, honestly. And the whole book leak, it feels very deft looking back on it for a product that did not even deserve half the amount of hype. In September 2003, the Segway PT was recalled because if users ignored repeated low battery warnings on the PTs, it led them to just topple over. With a software patch to version 12.0, the PT would automatically slow down and stop in response to detecting low battery power. In August 2006, Segway discontinued all previous models and introduced the i2 and X2, which were steered by leaning the handlebars to the right or the left. It had a maximum speed of 12.5 miles per hour. Recharging took, again, a not-so-small 8 to 10 hours. The i2 and the X2 also introduced the wireless info key, which could show mileage and a trip odometer, and put the Segway into security mode, which locked the wheels and set up an alarm if it was moved, and could also be used to turn on the PT for up to 15 feet away. So that feels very scooter-esque to me, which, again, similar problems, different machine. But the Segway persists. In 2011, the Segway i2 was being marketed to the emergency medical services community, back from whence it came. The special police forces trained to protect the public during the 2008 Summer Olympics used Segways for mobility. In 2018, the police of Stockholm adopted Segways as permanent transportation methods for the patrollers of the Old Town in Stockholm. The Segway Mini Pro is also available to be used in the mobility section of a robot. If you want to take your Segway and put it into another piece of technology, you can. Disability rights advocates for technology promoted the use of the Segway PT on sidewalks as Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990 issue. Segway Incorporated cannot, however, market these devices in the U.S. as medical devices as per agreement with Johnson & Johnson with regard to the iBot, a self-balancing wheelchair. A lot of issues, a lot of complications, a lot of difficulties. I feel like I still see them around tourists as they're going through, you know, like a Prospect Park type of a situation. I want to thank Forbes, Stephen Kemper, Mental Floss, and Wired for all this great info. You know, they're not $5,000 anymore. They're slightly cheaper, but
they're a good idea, obviously, because if they weren't a good idea, there wouldn't be Lime scooters, Bird, you know, scooters.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, it's you need to have a world for it to live in. Like you said, like, you need to know, like, oh, when I ride a bicycle, mm-hmm. we know the rules of the road, theoretically. Yeah. It's not hard to find, and if you're a cyclist, you know. Mm-hmm. I think you need that, but even for these scooters, I think you need to know, like, oh, can I ride on the sidewalk? Do I need a helmet? Who has the right of way?
Yeah.
And what do we do with, you know, just the littered, knocked over, broken,
yeah,
you know, Lime scooters and scooters.
Exactly, and there are answers for that. It's like someone's supposed to pick them up to charge them and put them back.
Sure.
So theoretically, there is an answer, yeah, even if it's not enforced. But the Segway, it's like,
when you think about like a bad movie, all of the things, all of the choices that people make to that go and contribute to the money, grandiose amount spent to create a bad movie. The segue feels very similar to that. It's like no one was like, wait a minute, maybe we should figure out who these really are for instead of just going to town
and assuming, oh, everyone's going to want one of these.
Yeah.
If you don't have one of these, you're missing out. And like you said, you know, or you know, after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
What became important and what became things we should care about changed,
mm-hmm.
especially then. It still does now.
Yeah,
I remember being on a subway, like, you know, a few months after, being like, I want to move. I always wanted to move to California, but I was even thinking like it changed. Like, oh, and I did. I moved very, very soon after that. I moved to California in 2002. So I think it's just like a. You know, listen, it's a bad time, and you know, it's not their fault, but also
the arrogance too.
Sure, yeah.
To be like a couple months after 9/11, we're gonna unveil this thing that might help things. It's like, no, get out of here. Nobody looks good on a Segway, too. I just want to emphasize that. Like, if you want to have sex, don't get on a Segway because it's not helping your case. Just a personal opinion. Just a personal, off-the-cuff, unsolicited opinion, like all the other stuff that I've ever said on this podcast ever.
I actually, I have some more sex tips. people who go to patreon.com/ghosttownpod become very sexy. It's weird. It's like magical.
It's the opposite of a segue.
Yeah, it's the opposite. You just go there and get bonus episodes and, you know, advanced episodes without ads, and it helps us do things, buy more equipment, do festivals, and you know, you can get, there's pins. Have you sent out all the pins?
One pin that's outstanding.
Okay. I worry about that.
What? No, I don't have a lot of jobs in the process of making this podcast, aside from showing up. One of them is pins. I take it very seriously. Yeah.
So it's pin forward, very sexy.
Yes, exactly. We are pin fluid, pin forward. Pin progressive, vote for pin in the 2020 election.